Happy Saturday, beloved listeners. This is Ken Lesser with Advanced Living. Get ready for another treat, a special, special event. And as we get started with our day, let us remember that prayer that guides us to move our lives ahead. I daily reach out and ask, Heavenly Father, bless me that I can do wonderful work. Show me the best ways to lift the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. And when we help you, as we've had with many guests, and get feedback that it's making a difference in your life and that it didn't take a lot of effort, there are some beautiful ways to do this. And when we're on target, what do I hear you say?
That was easy.
Yes, it is easy when you follow a path that is really set up and designed for success. And with that in mind, today there's a wonderful guest, and her name is Dawn Light Amora. So get ready for a treat. You'll want to be able to make a few notes and mark some things down for contact information. We're going to have something exquisite because there's so many paths to healing, and yet some of them are very, very on focus, very on target to help us get there in the shortest amount of time. And that's what Dawn will be bringing forth. A little bit more about her. She's a certified massage therapist, a healer, and teacher of awakening our divine potential. We need that. And she's also a certified medical intuitive and practitioner and teacher of theta healing. She's a lifestyle coach and ordained minister, works with different things that are helpful. So she is an aromatherapist. And one that, of course, we're going to be curious about, what is a certified hoop dance instructor? Stay tuned. We're going to find that out shortly. She holds a teaching credential in theta healing through Nature's Path with Vianna Stibble. She currently teaches basic DNA, advanced DNA, intuitive anatomy, and rainbow children's theta healing courses. Dawn's teaching focus is on deepening our understanding and relationship with the creator of all that is through theta healing. Done a lot in a brief amount of time. Dawn is 31 years of age and has walked many spiritual paths, including Eastern philosophies, yoga, Native American traditions, and modernized meditation techniques, free of philosophic or dogmatic systems. So very ecumenical in nature. And from talking with her before, I can tell you for sure she is warm and enthusiastic, using her passion for clear communication, which we so love. And also she's there to guide children, teens, and adults to be deliberate in their celebration of life in a body. Dawn is the founder of Sacred Circle Hoops, a creative hoop dance company that manufactures adult-sized hula hoops for dance, movement, and expression of the soul. The vision Dawn holds is on integrating body, mind, and soul through the miracle of theta healing and creative hoop dance. Oh, I can't wait. Get ready, listeners. Dawn, are you there, ready to share with us?
I am. Hello, how are you?
Oh, feeling wonderful. And you?
I'm wonderful today.
Oh, I'm excited to learn more. In our brief conversation, my appetite was definitely whetted with a positive anticipation of all that you do. Now, myself, I've got to learn more. Our listeners need to know. Dawn, what is this theta healing?
Theta healing is an ancient healing modality, and it's used to identify deeply held blocks in the subconscious mind and change them. By changing our feelings and beliefs, theta allows you to recreate your reality and choose the world in which you live in. Theta healing combines both quantum physics and metaphysics, science and spirituality, into a powerful form of prayer that brings you to the theta healing brainwave frequency. Theta has worked successfully to heal many forms of cancer, broken bones, bacteria, parasites, and viruses.
Wow. Wow, that is impressive. And, of course, we would further wonder, well, why theta healing? How does this fit in?
Well, we are now evolving into a new transition of development. where we are given the keys to unlocking the floodgates to the dam that has held our karma from moving forward. Genetics, energetic influences, and collective consciousness issues keep us from developing to our full potential as co-creators, creative force, creator of all that is. It is no longer necessary to resist past karmic influences that cause dysfunction to us in the here and now, without being affected by the choices of our ancestors or even the influences of our present lives. It is time that we take our power, divine sparks of God.
Oh, I love it. And folks, I know some of you get distracted. So early on, I want to make sure you have an opportunity for contact information for Dawn. Her website, www.thetalove.com. And, of course, a couple of phone numbers to reach her at would be 707-823-2406. And another, which would be a toll-free number, which is kind of a, got some fun words in here, 888-LUVHOOP. And then for the emailing fans out there, which we so love to do, Sacred Circle Hoops, SacredCircleHoops at yahoo.com. Did I get those right, Dawn?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
yeah.
So back to some important information. Would you help fill us all in on how did this theta healing come to be?
Sure. Theta healing was discovered by gifted healer and medical intuitive Vianna Stiebel when she healed herself instantly of a life-threatening cancer in her right leg. Vianna is a naturopath, a doctor of religious science, and a psychic. Her life's work include sharing the knowledge of theta and teaching how to connect to the creator of all it is. And along with that, it assists us all with the tools of how to do healings, readings, activate the DNA, and embody manifesting techniques. Theta healing helps all of our lives reach a higher place of unconditional love and healing. Vianna has refined the theta healing art form into a powerful yet profound modality that can be easily learned by anyone.
Wow. Easily learned. You got to love that. There's so much stuff that's complicated, and this sounds like a, you know, that it's going to be a little bit easier. Well, tell me, you've been around this for a while. Have you witnessed, as a practitioner, any amazing healings yourself?
Yes, I have. I've witnessed firsthand a friend of mine struggle for a long while with staph virus. She came to my basic workshop riddled with staph infection and a wound in very bad shape.
Oh.
With a wound, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Those staph infections, some of them are fatal.
It is. So I witnessed the virus leave her body, and we worked on all the core issues of the worthiness that was tied to it. And at the end of the weekend, her wound had shrunk 4 times its size and was healing rapidly with only a tinge of light pink to the skin area where the wound was at the end.
Wow.
So completely a miracle.
Oh, boy. Okay. Boy, well, folks, the question about does this stuff work, I think we've taken care of that. Oh, could you share more? There are probably some other miraculous healings that this theta healing technique has contributed to.
Well, around my own life or? Theta
well,
has also
sure.
Worked.
I mean, would you, you know, especially for yourself, Dawn, I mean, you've had some very interesting things on your path. I want to hear both about things that you've experienced personally, which I'm sure were inspiring to you following and taking up this work with your diverse background, and then, you know, some other people that you've been around, because we all want to know, essentially, what could this do for me? And one of the best ways is to find out what it's done for others.
Right. So theta has helped my own relationship through times of great change and getting through the beginning stages of marriage. Working on the belief systems and making sure we both have creator's perspective of what is really going on has helped both of us tremendously. We understand each other in a whole new way now that theta has come into our lives. I'm truly blessed, and theta has helped my marriage reach higher levels of unconditional love and along with stronger communication skills.
Mm. Okay, so you've been recently married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, September will be 2 years, actually.
Okay.
So. On the way.
Yes. Well, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. I know sometimes in the world of dating and marital things, there's so much stress and turmoil. I mean, for some people, a second date's a long-term relationship.
I know.
Yeah, so there you go. You got some powerful things that this Theta Healing is helping you to do on a positive and uplifting, not just turning around serious disease conditions, but enhancing a positive intention of people in a marital circumstance. That's great. Well, tell me more.
Well, Theta has also worked successfully to heal all types of cancer, broken bones, bacteria, and parasites, like I said, life-threatening diseases. Theta Healing creates wellness from the inside out. So unconscious attitudes such as, I don't deserve happiness, or people will only take care of me if I'm sick, stop us from achieving wellness, no matter how hard we consciously try to overcome our health problems. Whether we're dealing with chronic health conditions, anxiety, depression, or an injury, Theta Healing can complement other therapeutic efforts by focusing on the underlying core issues that profoundly affect all aspects of our physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. By dealing with the core issues and bypassing the conscious mind's mental and emotional gatekeepers, Theta Healing can affect meaningful shifts in a short period of time.
Wow. And some of this, I take it, is sounding like working on correcting inappropriate belief systems or mental patterns that can interfere and end up leading to some emotional or physical diseases.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, wow.
It's all about working with our subconscious and conscious mind beliefs.
Huh. And I know it was mentioned in the introduction things about DNA, so it prompts me to ask you, Dawn, does this work on healing any genetic predispositions?
Yes, it does. Theta has successfully helped cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy, to name a few.
Mm.
So as a practitioner, we witness the actual DNA and the missing genes or extra genes causing the dysfunction be changed by the creator and replaced with the highest and best genes for their health.
Wow.
Usually it's a combination of, extra gene.
Oh,
that causes it.
Huh.
So it's different with each person.
Yeah, and I guess as a medical intuitive, you bring some things to the table that other Theta practitioners might not have.
True. Yeah, it's I'm very blessed to have the gift of insight by the Creator. So I was going to also say we can inherit our negative emotions and thoughts from our environment as we grow from a child to an adult.
Yes.
And beliefs can be passed down through our genetic line and DNA from our ancestors. We also inherit these beliefs from our past life experiences. If our beliefs are negative, then we are limiting our potential to create the reality we desire in life.
Oh, and who doesn't, among both myself and our listeners out there, who hasn't dealt with some sabotage of getting in our own way? There's a bumper sticker that was one of my favorite that said something simple, get out of your own way.
It's so true, and Theta definitely helps clear those beliefs so that you can get into a new place with yourself and move forward.
And these things that can be done both in seminar and training and through private consultations with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so that prompts me again to help remind our listeners the website for our wonderful guest, Dawn, today is at www.thetalove.com, phone number 707-823-2406 or 888-LUV-HOOP, and the email sacredcirclehoops, H-O-O-P-S, at yahoo.com. I'm curious that you begin to all mention about your personal relationship of how it's helping you and your husband of almost 2 years to really heighten the ecstasy of your relationship. Because not everyone is dealing with terrible things. Some people just want to improve their quality of life or perform a little bit better in relationships or on the job. What else can you help with if a person's not ill?
Well, Theta helps helps us open to up to our divine knowing and tap into our soul's purpose and potential. So really, it can do anything that your heart desires to help it with. So theta can help break down blocks to creativity, also help you find the flow and expression and freedom again. Theta can also help us in family and relationship problems, along with clearing all blocks to our abundance and success. Theta helps us embrace the parts of ourselves that keep us stuck, and then liberates us and teaches us a new way to have what we are wanting in life. Theta can also help with times of transition of career or other life changes that are happening.
And now, as you mentioned these things, there's an expression in the Bible that talks about if you want something to happen, then the shortest path to getting that done is to seek first the kingdom of God. And it sounds like what was happening is that through this theta technique, you're helping us to, in a non-specific religious way, a person doesn't have to be a Catholic or a Buddhist or a particular religion, do they, to have this theta work do help them?
Theta is not a particular religion at all. Theta is not an association or any certain spiritual or religion. Theta healing works with and supports each individual's beliefs regarding a higher source of love and creator of all that is.
Ah, okay.
So it works with each person's, if someone comes in and they believe strongly in Jesus, then we work with that. And if someone comes in strongly and believes in Buddha, then we work with that. And if someone comes in and they believe in energy, and that's it, that's fine too.
Okay.
As long as you're open and ready to receive instant healing, that's when healing can take place for you.
Oh, okay. And now we hear so much about the power of the mind. Can you describe a little bit about theta healing and the working with the subconscious part of ourselves?
Yes. Theta works with both the subconscious and the conscious mind together to find and clear the blocks to our path of happiness in life. We use a form of muscle testing to find out the belief systems and then work with Creator to witness the negative beliefs change and the beliefs for your highest and best good to come in.
Okay. So you're kind of getting into a little bit of the actual theta technique. Can you expound on that a little bit more? So
sure.
If someone was having a session, we could kind of get a little bit more of a feel for what it would be like?
Well, to access a theta state, we are doing a type of meditation technique to guide you into the theta brainwave state. And from there, you actually form a conversation with the creator of all that is to get the truth about what is going on with the client. And then from there, the work of pulling and changing beliefs begins, along with receiving teachings from the creator of all that is, like creator's definition of abundance, creator's definition of truth, creator's definition of what it feels like to live your life, having abundance in the now.
Okay. So it's a very experiential work.
Full of experience. Full of life force.
And then, an overview. If someone's coming to you, I don't know if there's like introductory forms that you fill out, or some certain evaluation about how long are sessions. Can you give a little more?
Oh, sure. Well, okay, so when a practitioner will talk with you and perform intuitive readings to discover the subconscious programs underlying the problems in your life. Remember, psychics and spirituality both tell us that it is our subconscious programs or beliefs that shape our reality. I said psychics. You will then use muscle testing to determine which negative programs are in your subconscious. For example, if you are having a problem earning money, you may find that you use muscle test true to the belief, I have to be poor to be close to God, which means that it is in your subconscious mind. So from there, God will change the belief, I have to be poor to be close to God, and teach you what it feels like to be close to Creator always.
Wow.
In abundance. So then the practitioner, you use the theta healing technique to shift the beliefs so that the client's subconscious programming will be compatible with bringing them what they consciously desire in life.
Okay, and so it's very individualized.
It's very individualized. Working with whatever that person has going on in their life, in the foreground, really.
Sure, and that's what I was kind of also wondering. I know if I, or probably some of my listeners, if we were asked, do you have an issue? It would be a joke. And an issue, it's like, wait a minute, I got a list that I'm working on here in this school of life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I would wonder about, most people, as far as I can tell, are doing the best they can to solve their problems and to prioritize what issue is most important to work on. I mean, sometimes it's real obvious if there's a life-threatening disease, if that's not going on, and there's a number of things that are bugging a person, can you help them to sort through this in a way that can help them move ahead?
Oh, completely. We just focus on what is the most important thing to them at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always guided by Creator, so I listen clearly to what the person has to say, and I listen kind of through what they have to say. So I'll repeat back to them what they're saying to me, and then I'll say, well, I'm hearing this. And then what I'll do is I'll actually go into the state of state and have a conversation with Creator and actually hear what Creator has to say about it, what's the truth of the situation. And then sometimes Creator will take me back to a painful situation that was never resolved in their life that's actually the source of the root of the problem that's being created now, in the here and now.
Oh.
So it'll tie the past and the present together in a way that will allow them to free them up from something that's past trauma, past wounds. But it's not always that. You know, sometimes people just are needing to know what it feels like to have something. Sometimes they're just not understanding what joy feels like.
Sure, sure. Now, I'm curious, I don't know, from your experience or others that you may have observed, do you have any examples of some of this where there was some issue, but it was actually tracked to something else through your going into that theta state and connecting to the Creator?
Let's see.
I don't want to put you on the spot here. If it comes to you, fine, and it can come to you now or you know, later as we talk, because we've got some time to really share a bunch about that. To me, I was just curious.
Well, like, take, for instance, my friend that has a staph, for instance.
Has a what?
My friend that has a staph virus.
Oh, yes.
Her situation was she was, you know, all viruses have to do with worthiness issues. It's always worthiness that will tie a virus to the body.
Oh, wow.
So we worked directly on, as soon as I looked at it, a Creator gave me the insight to actually ask her about her love life, which really didn't have much to do with worthiness.
Yeah.
To come to find out, she was very, very conflicted. She all along had, for numerous years, had been loving two people, and she didn't know how to do that, and it was very draining for her body physically.
Oh.
And so she felt very conflicted and guilty and unworthy in a lot of ways. So we worked on that, and that took up most of the weekend, clearing all the beliefs with that. And she just cried and cried and cried and released so much stuff. But she left a new person by the end of the weekend. And it really, you know, normally when you work on the virus, I've never experienced it where you have to ask somebody about their love life.
Yeah.
But for her, it was relevant because that's what, you know, her feeling unworthy of being able to love two people at once was a big deal.
And that's what you were led to was something that wouldn't have been obvious, but through your intuitive power and connecting in that theta state to the Creator of all it is, you were able to really shine a light on exactly what the issue was.
Yes. I'm so blessed to just be a witness. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and then not just to know, but you would be doing specific techniques to help that help this person to overcome that, if I understand correctly.
Yes, yes. And, you know, in class, it's a lot of different, I teach numerous different classes, but the actual classes are give you a whole set of tools to walk away with, like a whole tool bag of personal experience, but also tools to use in your own life for manifesting, for actually being able to see intuitively. It's clearing all your own blocks on really connecting clearly with the Creator through your intuition, through your prophetic knowing, through your clairvoyance, through your clairsentience, and through your hearing even.
Ah, and looking on your website, if you don't mind me mentioning this, there's a class coming up for people, and then you're in the Bay Area, is that correct?
I am in the Bay Area, but I'm actually teaching a class in Topanga.
In where?
Topanga, L.A.
Oh, Topanga. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So in the Los Angeles area, is that like Topanga Canyon or something?
It is, yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. So for you listeners out there, people that know individuals in the L.A. area, on July 6th through the 10th, Dawn will be there teaching a wonderful holistic theta healing workshop, and then my gosh, this is exciting. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to share a little bit more about that, and other classes that you may be coming up. I guess going to www.thetalove.com is going to keep us current on your schedule. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh boy, I like that. Or if we needed to, we could always call you at what number?
888-LOVE-HOOP, LUVHOOP.
Okay. And that email address would be?
SacredCircleHoops@yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. So this four-day experiential workshop is going to, I mean, people not only get to learn a lot of these techniques to take home with them, but they, I'm guessing, do they get some personal attention on their own?
Oh, completely. It's a lot of personal attention. I work with each person in the class and spend time doing the techniques, and it's a lot of personal attention, which is wonderful. You'll actually learn how to achieve a theta brainwave state, and you'll have a lot of hands. It's pretty much 75% hands-on. You'll learn the art of muscle testing. You'll learn how to perform group healing and intuitive readings, how to look inside the human body, which is remote viewing. Mm-hmm. You'll learn how to see and communicate with guardian angels and spirit guides. You'll learn how to activate the self-strand DNA and youth and vitality chromosomes and have yours activated. You'll learn how to change limiting belief systems, which is pulling, changing, and replacing core belief systems on four levels. And you'll learn what those four levels are and how to find them. You'll learn why your disease states can be linked genetically to limiting beliefs, such as your parents or grandparents' beliefs that they've passed on.
Mm.
You'll learn how limiting belief systems affect your health and can sabotage what you want in life. And you'll learn how to heal yourself and change your own limiting belief system. You'll also learn how to create a new reality for yourself and others.
Wow.
In the advanced course,
yes,
is really about unlocking all your healing and intuitive abilities and rapidly accelerate your spiritual development. The advanced course is an amazing spiritual journey, and it's designed by Vianna to bring all healers to the highest spiritual plane, what we call the seventh plane of existence. The aim is to unlock your healing and intuitive abilities and to rapidly accelerate your spiritual development. The advanced course teaches you how to apply the Theta Healing tools in a clear, precise way in your life.
Mm. Boy, you got to love that. It's so helpful to really get to the bottom of things. And I know there's a number of energetic type of healing techniques. Could you help us to understand a little bit more? Is theta similar to, or is it different from some of the different techniques such as Reiki?
Well, yes. Theta healing involves an act of co-creation with Source. It is also an amazing healing tool for working with the unconscious mind. Theta healing is not, in the strictest sense, a form of energy healing. It is, you're receiving energy healing from Creator of all that is. It really doesn't focus on the chakras, meridians, or other energy centers, though these are cleared during a healing. Reiki and Qigong and pranic healing And spiritual healing all involves the use of subtle energies, whether they're earthly or spiritual, to bring about an energetic change in the client. Energy healing requires the healer to act as a channel for this energy, collecting it and sending it on through the own healer's body to the client. Theta healing differs by it is very different because the practitioner is not the healer. The client receives the healing directly from source. Therefore, there is no channeling of energy through the practitioner. Among the benefits of this, a beginner theta healing practitioner can achieve extraordinary healing results because the healing is not filtered through their own belief systems.
Ah, oh boy, that's important to, because in our culture, it's so often that people feel like they have to study a lot and become incredibly proficient at something to be able to be good at it. And that's not the case with the theta healing.
It's not. It really helps open up all your abilities to be a healer and clears out all the beliefs of not being worthy and, you know, the fear that might be there. It really helps you step into a place of empowerment with yourself. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you're able to assist other people.
Oh, wow. Well, that's... I hope many of my listeners out there are just becoming more and more fascinated with this type of approach, connecting to the creator of all it is and being able to access within ourselves that ability to make that connection more easily, and then through that connection to allow that creative power of the universe or God or Buddha or the Christ, whatever it serves you the most in your life, to have that do the work, and you're there as a co-creator in that process. Don, what else would you share with us about this marvelous thing?
I teach a class. It's a 3-week class, which is, you know, once you take basic and advanced theta healing, you're really jazzed after that point. And so the next class would be called Intuitive Anatomy. And really, Intuitive Anatomy is about mastering the art of viewing and healing the body. And so the most advanced of the Theta Healing courses is the Intuitive Anatomy class. And this class is a 3-week, 15-day course, which takes you on an in-depth journey through the body's organs and systems. And you'll learn how to see each organ intuitively, from the beating heart to the rushing blood cells. You'll learn how to identify and heal toxins, viruses, and heavy metals in the body. With these theta healing skills, you will gain the confidence to recognize and correct blocks in the human body. This is a very insightful course in healing and anatomy, offering you a deep, profound personal experience of your own body and spiritual development. You will go on a journey through your own body, releasing deeply held blocks to your true potential. Most of the class experience is giving and receiving healing. And after 15 days, you will emerge feeling like a new being, freer and more expanded in your healing abilities.
Hmm. Wow. Now, was this the path that you took to become the practitioner?
Yes. Yes. A practitioner and a teacher. I've taken the course numerous times.
Oh, okay. So
I've taken it once as a practitioner and once as a teacher, and then... done it so many times now, and it's become second nature. Just like, oh yeah, I'm looking at the blood flow. I'm inside the body. At first, it's a little bit like awkward. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I seeing? Am I too close? Am I too far away?
Yeah.
But once you do it over and over again, it becomes very effortless.
Ah, wow. Okay, it's just. Like learning to tie our shoes or ride a bicycle.
It really is. It's like exercising your muscles. Like your psychic and intuitive abilities are muscles, and they need to be exercised. Just like just like doing yoga or weightlifting. You're exercising your muscles. It's the same thing. You need to exercise them, and the more you exercise them, the more empowered you are.
Okay.
And the more in touch with Creator you are.
So it's all this lurking goodness within us that you're helping to activate.
Definitely.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, now I can I can understand that, folks, when you take a moment to, because this is a radio program, one thing I want to invite you, maybe many of you out there can tell from the sound of Dawn's voice just the warmth and the genuineness that she has. I know that's my experience of her. And one of the things that I invite when you go to this, www.thetalove.com, you get to also see a picture of Dawn and some of the love that pours forth from her. It's just beautiful. I want to thank you, Dawn. I mean, this is so important because here, of the studies that I've done spiritually, there seems to be this common theme of faith.
Oh, yes. Strong, strong faith.
And you know, when you can be in the presence of someone that has a deep faith and is helping others to connect to that, the power that can come forth from that faith. When Jesus the Christ did his healings, one of the things that he would say repeatedly, it is by your faith that you are healed.
I love that.
Yeah, and so here you are helping to teach this. Now, the course you've got coming up in Topanga, 6th through the 10th, that near L.A., that's going to, will that be the both the beginning and the advanced, or is that just the?
It is. It's actually 6th through the 11th. I had a typo on my website there. But it's actually, it's 3 days, each course is 3 days long. So it is the basic and then the advanced back-to-back.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. All right. So they're intertwined, so a person could come and take one, or if they've taken the beginning, then they could take the advanced.
Correct, yes. You need to take the basic course to accelerate on to the advanced.
Okay, so that would be on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then for the 9th, 10th, and 11th, they could go ahead and take the advanced course.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that helps to have that in place. And then the three-week one, is there one on schedule yet?
I haven't scheduled one, but I have a few people requesting, so I'm ready to schedule one.
Okay.
I'm thinking probably fall time.
Okay.
September, October.
Yeah, and...
if you just shoot me an email, let me know you're interested. If you are a Theta practitioner and are wanting to take intuitive anatomy, I'm very open and willing to make it happen.
Oh, sure. And I don't know what your aspirations are with this. I mean, how do you feel about this? Is this like your life path now, or one of the tools that you use? Would you share a little bit?
I've held a prayer for so long in my life to step into doing the work my soul came here to do. And Theta healing feels so resonant to me. I feel blessed beyond imagination to witness miracles in many people's lives and my own.
Wow. Okay. I'm just curious, too, with the scope of this, and some of your background in working with children. I'm thinking, can you help describe a little bit about how this might assist? There's so many challenges in raising families. Sometimes, even when both parents are there, other times when there's only one parent or under some adversity. Can you tell a little bit about some of your experience or things you've seen in working with families? And can children learn this?
Oh, children can definitely learn this. I've actually, I teach a class called Rainbow Children's Class.
Oh.
And this class is, it's broken down into three different age groups. So little ones, of course, from up to like, you know, 6 years old are together, grouped together. And then seven to 12 are together. And then 12 to 22 are together.
Mm.
So I teach them in groups, those groups, because you can't really put a little one with a 22-year-old. It just wouldn't, they won't learn the same.
Okay.
So, and there's different exercises that I do with each class, but it's 16 different exercises to actually help them feel confident with their intuitive abilities, because the children being born now are very, very intuitive, and they know who they are, and they're very clear about why they came here, and so it's really not about teaching them how to be intuitive. It's really providing the platform for for support that they are needing to grow into the fabulous beings that they've come here to be. So these classes really, really provide that. They're different, fun, different exercises that we do. We do like a Native American drumming so they can meet their totem animals. We do like a card reading exercise where you use your clairvoyance to actually learn how to send and receive messages so that they can actually understand that their own feelings from someone else's feelings. Because a very intuitive child can walk into a room and be super happy, and then as soon as they walk into the room, they might pick up on four other people's feelings and emotions that are in the room and think that they're their own. And people go through their life feeling this way. So right away, you can teach little ones, or even any age person, how to differentiate between their own emotions and feelings and someone else's. So it's very empowering. Because as soon as you can realize, oh, that's not my thought, or that's not my emotion, that's the person next to me.
Oh.
That's not my stomach, that's the person next to me.
Oh, that's powerful. Because carrying other people's stuff, that's unnecessary extra baggage.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. And a lot of times people do it without even realizing.
Yeah, well, I could imagine that would happen unless they had some training to be able to differentiate. It would just be feeling feelings and sometimes couldn't really tell because of it would just be part of an ambient energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's that mass consciousness where you get a bunch of people thinking one particular along one line, and if a person walks into that energy, they could be swayed by it. But it sounds like you can use this theta healing to, help stay true to your own self.
Definitely. It's helped me. I mean, I feel like I've stayed true to my own self all along on my path, but this is just stepping into such a beautiful flowering of following my path.
Ah. Now, at the end of the first course, the first 3 days, does a person can do a lot of this on themselves?
Oh, yes. You'll walk away with a complete knowing of how to do your own muscle test yourself, and walk away being able to work on yourself. That's the most important part and why most people get into it, to be able to learn how to identify your own stuff that's going on with you, what's really going on, what's the root of it.
And in a circumstance, if there was a couple that were in relationship or just people, if someone could they come and learn and then go work with some of their friends and help
friends definitely.
Or family?
It's actually a practitioner certification course. You will walk away with a certificate. You'll get a book and a manual and lots of hands-on experience. And I'm forming practice groups, too, so it gives you a further connection with the people that you've met in your own class, and you can get connected with people that have previously taken classes from me and create practice groups.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important. And then, because so often parents have to deal with raising kids and there can be so many challenges, how far along would they need to go in studying before they could teach some of this to their kids?
Well, I mean, after you do just the basic course, you get the basics of Theta, and from there, you can immediately start to share this knowledge with other people.
Okay, so just with that 3-day immersion. Is the beginning, and then of course, as the door gets open, I have a feeling this people can become quite devoted to wanting to get more of this, to become more proficient and tapping into their natural resources that they hadn't used maybe for a long time.
Right.
Wow. So you wouldn't end up going global, would you, with this and traveling all over the world?
I do plan to actually travel around the world. I'm hoping to get connected to retreat centers and healing centers that are looking for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be overjoyed if this takes me to new places in the world. Theta has touched my life in such a deep way that I hope to spread the word about Theta healing and meet many beautiful people all over the world.
Mm. Oh, boy. And I know the world will be excited to be able to learn more about this, because here's a simple, powerful method. Now, some of the you'd mentioned this one person that had a problem with a staph infection. Are there some other examples of some different things that you've worked on with people that have been quite astounding to you?
Well, I think one thing that just recently happened to me, and I was doing my teacher training for intuitive anatomy in Hawaii in April, and we, you know, have a healing circle when we take that, when we teach that class or have that class. We always open up a healings for the last 2 days of the class. And the people on my island got wind that we were doing this, and every day, like, drones of people were showing up, like 60 to 100 people.
Oh.
And so one of these days, early in the week, a day we weren't really supposed to do healing, but we just, you know, we're not going to turn people away. It's, like, wonderful that they're showing up. A boy came into our class, and he was probably 21, and in a wheelchair, paraplegic, and could barely move his fingers, and his wrists are kind of curled up, and couldn't really, not good mobility. And what had happened to him is he, 2 years prior to being paralyzed, he had dove into the shallow water in Hawaii, and had a severe neck injury, which created paralysis. And so he was in a wheelchair, and he came in with his mother, and the whole class stopped what we were doing, and we started to talk to him. And, you know, we did a body scan on him, and we got his permission to do a body scan. And so Vianna was like, well, who out of this group would you like to work on you? And so he looked around in the group, and he picked me, found me, and was like, her. So what I did was I took him aside, and I worked with him for about a half an hour, and I went up to God, and I just said, God, what's going on with this person? Like, what do they need, you know? And I just let God tell me. And Creator, I say Creator or God, I feel the same about both, and I definitely check in with that person with what their beliefs are. But when I'm talking to Creator, that's what I say. So I got the message that, you know, his body is not communicating with his brain and his nervous system. It was like misfiring. I could see it as, like, physically, like his, you know, the synapses in his brain were misfiring and not making complete connection.
Yeah.
So his body wasn't able to actually communicate, which was hindering his healing abilities. And so we started working on his actual physical body first and teaching his body how to communicate again together and his nervous system how to communicate with all his other systems. And then all this stuff came up around he felt really guilty about what he had done because he was a little bit, I think, intoxicated when he had his accident from partying and careless, and he was beating himself up. And so there's this whole energy around having to punish himself. But I got from Creator that him being in a wheelchair actually was the catalyst for huge family healing because his family really needed healing, and he was the catalyst to heal his family. And so I was told by Creator to witness, you know, that he teach him that he can heal his family without having to be ill and paralyzed, that he can release his obligation of being ill and paralyzed to heal his family and clear that up and release himself from having to punish himself, teach him that it's over. And so we did all that, and he cried. It was beautiful, really beautiful person. And so, you know, after that, we just gave him some downloads of unconditional love, which we call them downloads or teachings. So we gave him a bunch of downloads about how to love his body again, how to accept his healing, how to witness his healing, that it's okay for him to move on and move forward and heal. Just a lot of really wonderful teachings came in. And so we went back in, and then we all stood around him as a class and did the healing on him. Did a healing, just a prayerful healing. We all held hands and prayed and did an instant healing on him, witnessed it. And so Brianna came over afterwards and was like, so how are you feeling? And he's like, I feel great. And she's like, okay, so let me see you move each finger. And so he actually, we all, like, the whole class of, like, 30 people witnessed him. He couldn't move his fingers before.
Mm-hmm.
Move, like, and it wasn't, like, a huge movement, but, you know, considering, you know, body being atrophied for, you know, almost 2 years,
yeah.
But he did move each finger slightly, and he wasn't able to move any of his legs or feet at all. And she said, okay, so let me see you move your feet, and he could actually just move his feet a little bit, you know. And it wasn't like a normal person just kicking their foot. It was it was like a slight movement, but still, any movement was a miracle to
sure.
me.
Sure. Oh, yeah, to go from that depth of paralysis to having demonstrated in front of a group of people and to himself that, wow, look, I can make a breakthrough. I can start the movement process going. That's fabulous. Oh.
Yeah, complete miracles.
Boy, oh boy. Folks, talk about some fun. Yeah, that's
and I'll tell you another little quick story if you'd like.
Yes.
A friend of mine had a brain tumor, and this is how he got into Theta Healing. He's also a teacher, and I met him at the teacher training. He lives in Australia and a really incredible person. He had a brain tumor and was severely ill with a brain tumor is severe. And it can be fatal, if you don't catch it in the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was drawn to a lot of different energy modalities and sought out Theta Healing. And Vianna worked on him, actually, and in a very short time, after just maybe, I think, two sessions is all it took. And his brain tumor, healed completely. Changed his life. I mean, so much so that he took every Theta Healing course that was possible and teaches everything. And he's a wonderful person, so witty and smart and just full of life and full of love to give. And I'm just so proud of him that he made it through his healing process and now is just bright and shiny and has so much to offer.
Mm. Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Dawn.
So what? Really, Theta Healing creates...
Well, folks, I want to once again remind you as we get ready to wrap this up, you can see more about what Dawn is doing, and actually a happy, smiling picture of Dawn with a warmth in her eyes that just is going to touch your heart. And that's at www.thetalove.com. And, of course, you can call one of two numbers if you're in the Bay Area, 707-823-2406 or 888-LUVHOOP, Love Hoop, and then her email, which is sacredcirclehoops@yahoo.com. And Dawn, I just want to thank you so much for being on, and look forward to staying in touch with you and learning more. And my beloved listeners, boy, next week there's more goodies on the way. Well, Dawn, anything you wanted to say as we wrap up?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me. I love being able to share Theta Healing. It's such a miracle, and it helps so many people, and it's helped me, and it's fabulous. And I just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to let me be on the show. I'm so thankful.
Well, we are blessed to have you, and my beloved listeners, get ready for more good things in your life. And Dawn, as you had mentioned at the very last with this fellow that had a brain tumor, soon on the website with the next couple of days, if you go to advancedliving.com under the EMF news button, there will be on there something that you can view. Some researchers, I believe in Russia, took an egg that was a raw egg in a little cup and put cell phone on either side of it, and with people talking from back and forth on those two cell phones, in a little over an hour, a raw egg was completely cooked by two cell phones. So one of the reasons that I'm so excited about the work I'm doing the work you're doing, Dawn, is that we need help to deal with some adverse energies, and you've got a wonderful path for some deep, deep healing. And advanced living, one of the things that I like to emphasize is environmental stress management to take care of the electromagnetic toxicity in the world. I so look forward to bringing more to us, and thank you, Dawn, for being on and adding such wonderful grace and information. I know people will be blessed when they get in touch with you and learn more about Theta Healing at www.thetalove.com. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a good
for
day.
Now. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. On we go. We'll talk to you next week, my beloved listeners. And remember, when you tune in, you'll learn about things that will make your life so much better, and you can say,
that was easy.
And off we go for now. Bless you. and happy 4th of July coming up. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.